I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bro.
Hello.
Bro. Totally broadly.
Yep. What's up?
So a lot.
Can I tell you my favorite thing to talk about right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Obviously. Vaguely. It's politics and elections. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Those are the subjects that we have to deal with.
We have to talk about it in small groups and parties.
That and arguing over silly little hats. Well, actually, the hats sound nice. I would go with a fedora, a tiny one.
I love little fedoras.
Little fedora? Or maybe a little Robin Hood hat.
Oh, they're fedorable.
maybe a little Robin Hood hat. I can get my own quail feather.
Oh, my goodness.
The longer, the better.
Obviously.
Yeah. Top hat. Top hat's good.
And then we can talk about politics with our fedorable fedoras.
Yeah. This isn't much of a hat argument anyway. It's more of a hat discussion.
Yeah, it's more of a hat yes. Yes to hats, always. Especially if they have extra style.
Yeah. Extra feathers.
You look cute in hats. You should wear filigree. Them more often.
You know what? I have a birthday at least once a year, maybe twice. And Christmas, people just start buying me hats. I'll wear them.
Well, I don't know the shape of your head.
Figure it out. I don't know when I'm sleeping. Just measure it up. I don't care.
From Kansas, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Duh.
This is so easy.
No, I guess I'll just post my hat size on Facebook and register myself at like Lids and just be like, hey guys, I got Christmas is coming up.
Well,
like,
you know, people when they get married or have babies, they have all these registries. Why can't we have that for like single guys and like single ladies? Single ladies could have like, you know, things that they'd like for their cats. Or like you, you could like register at Lids or, you know.
Oh, look, when I put the miniature hat on the cat, it looks normal size. Amazing. Don't you look so dapper, Mr. Fauntleroy Johnson?
Matching sweaters, like where, like.
His name is Fauntleroy Johnson because he's biracial.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Thanks for clearing that up.
The clarification was more offensive than the actual words themselves.
God.
Don't worry, he's set in his ways. He just doesn't like black people. Doesn't help, sorry.
Like, I don't think that made me anymore.
that didn't settle anybody's unease. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. You look lovely in that blouse.
Thank you.
Just like at a funeral. A gay guy, just the awkward gay guy just whispers and makes people more uncomfortable in uncomfortable situations. Like,
man, did you have the shrimp? I've been to the bathroom twice. I've had the shrimp, and that's all I've had. And I feel I need to go. Will you watch my seat? I'm going to go, okay?
I love your skirt. Yeah. But they still have to be complimentary.
The skirt and the shoes, it's amazing.
Like, it's two steps back, one step forward.
Every time he talks to you. That's exactly what it is, yes.
Yep. That's all his conversations. Oh, there you go. Speaking of characters, we'll just go ahead and give that, Dustin Timberlake had a character idea. Dustin Timberlake? No, he's different. Dustin. I don't know if he has any brothers, but Dustin Timberlake is, Dustin Timberlake is Justin Timberlake's brother who no matter, like, he's a cool guy. Like, he's an 8 or a 9 probably on most people's scales, but because Justin Timberlake is so amazing.
Yeah.
Dustin is forever in his shadow, and nothing ever like even comes close to measuring up because he's just his brother is amazing. He
it's
got
just
all
like
the
Beyonce
talent.
Beyonce and her sister. Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So Dustin Timberlake, he'd be like, "Well, my band's doing pretty good. Like, it's out there.
We play on the weekends.
Yeah, we play on the weekends, just like Sunday nights at the church.
We get gigs where we can. One time, I played at our local restaurant.
Yeah." Yeah, but, you know, like, it was the bistro,
it's
Thursday
not a
night.
Bad setup. I just, It's nice when we have a crowd of 10 or more.
Thursday Bistro Band. Every Thursday. And Sundays at the church. You can check it out. I do a lot of knitting. I knit shirts for people who are homeless.
That's nice of you, Dustin.
Yeah. Thanks. I do what I can. Oh, yeah, Justin, he's pretty cool, I guess. But, you know, whatever. I got these. You want a custom shirt?
I don't have to knit for just old people.
It just doesn't have to be old people and horses. It can be like, horses. You could have one. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of, you know, living in an equestrian neighborhood. Horses get cold.
There was a picture the other day. It was like a Tumblr post of a pigeon eating out of a bag. And
nice.
Someone at the bottom, obviously it's when someone like screenshots like the Tumblr conversation or whatever. Okay, I'll read. It says, little knitted pigeon enjoying some crisps on the pavement. And so you see the pigeon and a few little chips falling out of the knitted bag of chips. And someone said, I thought that only the bag of chips was knitted. So I was like, LMAOO, fucking idiot bird got owned. And then I saw that the bird was knitted as well. Then I realized I was the fucking idiot bird getting owned. It's the funniest picture. It literally looks like a pigeon who like didn't realize that the chips were knitted, and then you realize that the pigeon is knitted. It's the best. I don't know why.
What is that story? Is that it was like a children's book that got run through a prism.
Oh yeah.
And Freddy Krueger was juggling the prism at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what came out.
Hey, I can't help how it comes out. I still gotta educate the folks. It's hilarious. I sent it to you.
Edumate.
You'll love it. You'll just love it.
I'm looking at it now because I am otherwise so confused.
Isn't it funny?
Okay, so it's just the most bizarre street art ever.
It is, yes, because there's people that go around in like what knitted city or something like that, where they knit things in the city, like they'll knit an entire bench and then like leave. You know, have you seen that where they like knit a tree and then they leave?
Mm-hmm.
I forget whatever that is. It's really cute, but the fact that the pigeon, like the whole time you're reading it, you're like that dumb pigeon, and then you're like, oh my god, the whole thing is knitted.
Yeah, no, then that does just own you, and then you realize the computer you're browsing the internet on is knitted too. Oh shit!
No, where are they?
No, I do like the idea of taking the most mundane objects and knitting them into 3D. like a broken jar, knit that.
Yes. Well, there's some people who go
paper that says no on it.
They do it at night too. Like they'll knit people's bikes and they'll do like cute things. Like they'll
knit bombing or whatever, yarn bombing.
Yes.
That thing.
Yes. That's what I think that's so funny. But they really do. They do the most mundane objects.
Do they ever knit drunk people? You know, like instead of drawing on them, I'd like to see a drunk person knit into a cocoon,
a Cancun.
Oh yeah, I'd love to be knit into a Cancun. No, like I mean that would be pretty funny though. Like let's see here, drunk knit bombing. I don't know if that's what it's.
Yeah, cool. It's better than what the rape smuggler did.
Oh my. So far, I'm not seeing anybody ensconced in knit.
We need to do that soon.
These knitters.
Damn knitters.
Damn knitters changing the color of the neighborhood. Well, am I? What did I say? Am I not right? Am I incorrect? Wow, there's a really nice one that looks like a bunch of like spider webs linked together. That's beautiful.
Isn't that neat? They do some neat work.
I kudos to them. I'm a little disappointed. I like the big octopus one with like eyeballs on it, googly eyes, big tree.
Yeah.
But no, I think that there should be more drunk, passed out people that have been cocooned in.
Yep. So they stay warm. Yeah, not homeless people, just drunk people.
Yeah, and then
don't
it would be
help
funny.
Anyone. Actually.
You actually knit a mouth hole in it too, so it looks even more weird because you just see lips coming out of it. Like that would just increase the weirdness. I would love to see that. I want this to happen.
Come on, guys.
And then people can, you know, spend the night punking the person by putting various objects in their mouth.
Well, speaking of knitting, the same realm, felting. Did you see the art students that felted, like, a giant cat head? It is one of the funniest things. It actually looks like it's like a replica cat head, but it's gigantic. And it's funny because it looks a lot like our outside cat, Harriet, the executioner. It looks just like her, except her eyes are a little more blue, but... I just sent you pictures of the giant cat head. I guess it's going to be on display because people are freaking out and they freaking love it. Freak.
That's great.
That's so funny. It looks so realistic. People are creative in the strangest ways, but it's very amusing, so I can't be like, you should use that for more purposeful... No, it brought me so much joy.
It's one of those things like, well, you think of something better to do with it, huh? Or STFU, MF-er.
Yeah, STFU, yeah.
Because that's like what happens in writers' rooms a lot, I hear, which is a moosh doof amongst writers, which is like, I think we can beat it. They'll say that they think they can beat it. And that's what dumb people with ideas and stealing them do a lot. They're just like, I think I could think of better than that. It's like, no, you can't. There isn't.
No, you can't.
Doing stuff is harder than thinking stuff.
Yeah. We are products of that exact premise.
Oh, geez. And don't think that I do not like, this is a test, like a trial in my life is exactly where I'm at now because I'm in between dad having lived with mom. This is going to be cathartic. This is the cathartic.
Here we go.
You're entering the cathartron.
Yeah,
the
we need to have like specific music for when we enter this. Yeah.
All right, we did it.
All right, done.
Yeah, dad has lived with mom for a few years longer than us, and our personalities didn't rear their pretty faces until a few years after we started things off and crawling. Mm-hmm. But in dad's experience with mom, he has come to, you know, not have a lot of reliance. I don't want to use the right words here.
Yeah,
on,
be very careful. Mom might accidentally listen to this
one. Yeah, you know, it's she gets distracted. You know, I'm not trying to put her down, but she does make proclamations and plans that oftentimes do not come to fruition. And Dad has lived with that for many decades, and he sees obviously you're on track. You've got your life together, and I mean, maybe not, but from the outside,
no, we do. Everything we do, you know, for now, but anything can happen. But
yeah, but anyway, like the decisions you made, like you got a good head on your shoulders, and that sort of thing. But Dad sees in me the problems that Mom has, and I have copped to that.
Oh,
however,
my gosh, you have it. It's showing. Oh no.
Oh no. And so when I start to go off on tangents and over describe ideas that aren't, you know, immediately real.
Then dad's scared. It's more of the same.
Well, he starts to glaze over and everything. Yeah, but what he ironically is similar, like in relation to earlier subjects, what he doesn't see is himself also in me, and that is a huge difference. And I think that's the tool.
That's why I'm stable.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's why you're
that's
stable.
Not fair.
And why
it doesn't mean that mom's unstable. It just means that dad is that like that piece that's very like straightforward. You know, very calm, very like grounded. Dad's the grounded piece to our genetics.
And that's why I might have a chance at taming this bucking bronco.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I don't even think like so. We'll see. And I think this is the process of it. All this like 3D printing nonsense and everything. But the thing is, Dad is very down to earth, and he's worried about like, you know, I'm spending maybe $1,000 total on a credit card in like supplies just to get the initial exploratory research done on the 3D printing and everything, which is not anything at all compared to the potential in this, but still, Dad, he's very cautious and reminding
of, you're working at Domino's, so it's scary. So,
well,
I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm working at, like, I don't know. I've been trying to demonstrate to them that I am like I'm at the height of my powers, and I am like focusing everything on this. So yeah, I'm just kind of in a weird spot where I'm still proving, I guess, finally, because you know, I'll cop to all the many failures that I've had.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I would like to interject here though too.
Okay.
I get it that there is a piece, there is that tiny piece that a lot of that people that know our family, like especially like Anthony and our dad, and you know, some other family members that know that we all have tendencies towards being like mom. You and I, we have tendencies towards being like that. That's completely understandable. But also giving us the more positive they are and the more supportive, like you said, realizing that we do have dad. Like there is a very stable part of us that we can get through this. But also, in doing that, you can't get somewhere without trying and making mistakes. So your failures, I believe that just, like, it's going to sound so cheesy, but that adds to your quilt of, like, it just makes you stronger.
My
your
cheese quilt.
Yeah, your cheese quilt. But
delicious.
But for you, like even Anthony, I've made mistakes too, but Anthony's like, he's had ventures that he's tried, pumped tons of money into and failed. And he's looked at me like, you know, I can't believe I lost that money, or I can't believe.
There was
like,
that money pump he tried to develop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I looked at him, I'm just like, you know what? At least you tried. There are so many people that don't try. Like, coming down to the time when you literally, how could you ever have known that you and your two partners would build like a web design company and then get a contract with the NFL, and at the exact same time you would have the opportunity to go sing internationally with the band that you created, and you were at a crossroads. And it's like, can you build something else, you know, with your skills in the future? Yes. But will you have this opportunity again? No. So do I think that you chose the right thing? I do. Because I think you followed your heart. And if we're anything like Dad, which we know we are, we're a good blend of the two. Dad's had how many different careers very successfully over all of his, like, now 75 years? People are like, wow, your dad did that? I'm like, yeah, and really well. And they're like, oh, he did that too? I'm like, yeah, and really well. Like, done so many things. It's the opportunity to do so many different things over the years. And so you're going to fail. Like, I think whatever Dad did, he did successfully each time. But just because we're doing it and failing, I do think that we have to slough off the skin of the ideas, the dead ideas that Mom gave us. You know what I mean? Where it's hard. It's like, you think you can do all these things, and then when you get to the reality of it, it's really scary. But also at the same time, actually following your more creative dreams, because I do believe we're more creative.
Well, yeah, the nature and nurture of you know, not being shown how to put rubber to the road.
Well, because Dad so did it, but he just did it, but he didn't teach us how to do that.
Yeah,
and so we were more influenced by Mom.
Yeah, and she's got lots of ideas.
She's,
but yeah,
she's louder.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of ideas, I had one that the other day. I'm gonna invent a time suck, but not the bad kind.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Like, you know, the fleshlight's good, but just wait until you see the time suck.
Yeah, you just wait. So what does it do exactly?
I don't know. I'm going to design it. But I know that people, it's upsetting that people are like, oh man, this is such a time suck. And they seem to say it disparagingly. And I'm like, well, you know, we can turn this frown upside down. Just give me a minute and $1 million. Give me $1 million.
Yeah, just give it to me.
No.
I can do things with your money.
Yes, I can.
But so another funny thing is, though, when someone says like $1 million, I'm like, oh, what would you do with it? And it's like, well, look what I'm doing with $1,000. That's pretty cool. You're doing things, like you are figuring, and your brain is, you know, taking in information at, you know, 1,000 per milliseconds. Like the other day when I was, you know, everyone talks about the statistic. I know it's been said over and over that we only use about 10% of our brain, but as our bodies from like exercising.
That's a misnomer.
Cool. Anyway, let me finish. So
that's a misunderstanding.
Thanks,
not a misnomer.
Internet troll. Anyway, so we don't use the full capacity of our brains, but the fact that like our bodies, you know, through use and exercise, etc., can get exhausted, but our brains cannot. Our brains can continually take in information and keep changing. That's exciting. So there's so many more things that we can do and learn. And so do I think that we can get past all of our crazy upbringing? I do.
Maybe.
I think we can. And so you were saying you're at a critical point right now where you're trying to see if you what you're doing now.
I'm not trying to see. Like you said,
it's happening.
What I told to let's see. I'm going to make a note here. Mm-hmm. It took, I don't know, last 10 years or so to like Mom and Dad. It's interesting. Talking at lunch the last 2 weeks, they've made the same comparison, and I've had to correct them both times, which they've compared this experience now to the one that I had to my college experience from 10 or so years ago, about 10 years, which it's not at all in many ways, because first off, this is a autodidactic auto.
Nice.
Hold on.
You'll get it.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
My brain just had a seizure.
Yeah, pterodactyl.
This is a pterodactyl.
Yep.
process.
As yes.
This is automatic. Like, I'm doing this. This is me educating myself, which is how I've learned to learn.
Yeah, and that's how you literally started graphic design. You did it yourself.
And no one told me that that's the only way I was probably going to learn.
Need to pay us a bunch of money and come to our school.
College was a more formal version of it, and so
they're slow
different.
For you. You learn faster.
Can I have a runway here? Hold on a sec.
No.
Let me just take off. Okay.
Okay. So,
all right. So I have been teaching myself this technology over the last 2 weeks. That's how I've learned to learn. And back in college, that was the institutionalized way of learning that no one had told me would not work for me yet. Mom and Dad tried to compare the two multiple times, and they're not the same at all. I found my way of finding things. And then my actual education, if you want to talk about education, was the 10 years in between the two we were talking about, figuring out learning, making the mistakes, experience. No one told me mom did, to her credit, say you're doing exactly what you need to do. So I'm going to try to give her a big old dollop of appreciation for actually saying along the way, like, hey, you're doing what you should do. You're just exploring and figuring things out. And she's right. I tried to believe her at the time, and I wasn't sure because you feel kind of dumb and meaningless in your 20s. But yeah, that 10 years or so was the education. It's not now, and it's not 10 years ago at college. It was the in-between, literally the decade of me just meandering and bouncing around like a Plinko
pachinko
ball.
Well, and that's what your 20s are for. Let's be fair.
Yeah, I mean, they are now because we're in society. It used to be you'd live till 30, so your 20s were for raising your kid and hopefully not having a spear thrown through your face.
Which is fair.
Yeah. So now we, our 20s are for, because a more intellectual society, I feel, when I hit 30, that was kind of when I started to feel more founded. And to be quite honest, this is the deep catharsis.
Uh-oh.
I relate entirely to Sir Adam Carolla, and I just knighted him. That's right.
Wow.
On this issue, which is, I didn't have self-esteem. It wasn't low. Like, this is literally like his theory. It's not low self-esteem. It's no self-esteem. Like,
let's be clear.
I understood that specifically. It's not that I think I'm worthless. Like, I knew the whole time that I was good at stuff and not a bad person and everything, but it's just that I didn't feel, like, for some reason, like I said, my consciousness hadn't descended like a testicle a few episodes ago. It's almost like a year or so ago it started, but it was, like, I just, esteem did not exist within me, like, a connection, reason for people to connect. I didn't, like, I would see people being friends, having relationships, and being like, well, that's good for them, but I'll only mess it up or make people, and that may still be true. Because I am a crazy person and I don't operate.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
Hey, no, do not tell me I'm not crazy. I'm tired of that.
Oh.
Another thing, that's like telling a quiet, like, I don't mean to get aggressive, but that is
But you do.
No, that is a sore subject for me because that is a problem. My whole life, people have tried to tell me, you're not weird. No, you're fine. You're normal. I am not normal. I have a lot of.
I didn't say you're normal. I just don't think you're crazy. I think you're weird, and I think that's great.
Whatever, difference of terms then, like crazy, weird, normal. It's like, it's different, and I don't like people saying things the way they aren't. And if you tell me that I'm not different, then you're trying to make me feel like everybody
different.
Feels
that's,
this way.
Yeah, no.
All right, just want to make sure that's clear.
Oh yeah, we all know.
I just want to make sure that's queer.
We all talk about you. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I bet.
That weirdo.
I have a tinfoil hat that lets me listen in. And going back to the 10% of the brain thing, that I think what the science is on that is you only use 10% of your brain at a time. And so anytime when they scanned brains, it's like literally someone just stopped reading in the middle of a sentence rehashed that fact, because it's when they scan the brain, only 10% at most of your brain is lit up at any given time.
That's the worst.
That's what that means. So you actually use a lot of it. It's just they don't, like, I don't know, some dumbass is like, 10%. Oh, that's it. I got it. I got the information here.
Thank you. I'm on the only listening 10% of what you're saying.
Shows up all sweaty and like pulsating and palpitating at the news outlet. Like, I got the sense. I got half of it. Here you go. Oh, I'm dying. Heart attack.
Dead. Well, and that makes more sense to me because I feel like I use a lot of my brain.
Well, I just feel it up there, like moving around. It's like a baby kicking.
Oh.
My ideas are like when a baby kicks and then...
I should use my baby. I can cry like a baby, a newborn baby. I should do that now.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I did it!
There you go. That's either a baby or like some exotic bird that sounds eerily like a baby.
Yeah.
And like... And
moms and like, that start lactating.
It lures people toward it with its call so that the mother bird can tear you apart and feed you to it.
Adorable.
That seems like a nice arrangement for the bird. It's for the birds.
Oh, it's for the birds.
Absolutely. And this bread is also, and these grains of rice, which I hear you're not supposed to feed the birds, which is why I'm feeding them to the birds.
Because I want them to die. So you're not supposed to, like they say, you're not supposed to give bread to ducks. Oh,
bread to ducks. Oh, no, bird, rice to birds because it puffs up.
Yeah.
But I think bread is just bad for everything. We invented it. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Ducks never ate bread. Like, think about it. What were ducks eating from bread trees? Something like, before people came around and invented gluten. I guess we didn't invent it, but we really processed the shit out of it.
Oh, we did. Then,
yeah. Where were ducks getting their bread before people?
We're going to research it. There is this lady. There's an article I read the other day. I guess there's like this super grain. It's not super grain. That's going to make it sound super
monsanto-y. I'm smoking the super grain right now, bro.
Oh, man. No, it's like this very specific wheat grain. And it dates back like many, many, like hundreds of years ago. Something ridiculous. Some sort of wheat. And there still are several seeds of it. And so some lady... is open. I think it's at somewhere in the Midwest, like Ohio or Michigan or something. She has sought out these grains, and she's going to harvest it because I guess it's super like special. And she's going to have several acres of it, but she's only going to be able to like get like 20 pounds of flour out of it at all. And she's going to make these super specific, amazing like loaves of bread that can only fit
so many of the grains up her butt at once, and that is the magical process that kisses God's will.
I didn't say anything about putting up her butt. That's you.
Well, no, I assumed that, you know, like, you know, this could all
that's
be
not
just
how
the whole,
you harvest it.
This could all be made up, but that's not how you harvest.
Wow.
This could all be made up entirely, and it could just be like it was the Asperger's episode of South Park, which is what makes me think of this.
Oh.
Where Cartman was selling burgers to people, and they thought that they were really good, and they were, but the secret ingredient was Cartman going into a booth and wiping his ass with them.
Oh yeah.
So that's what I was thinking, is that this lady could just make this whole thing up. This could be regular grain that she's just shoving up her ass and then pooping back out and then making bread out of and saying that it's amazing.
Okay, to be fair, it very well could be, but I don't think it is.
A 50-50 chance. Okay, let's just be honest.
Alright, weird and 50-50 chance, got it.
All right.
But, I just think that's really interesting. I'll see if I can find the article, because I think it was really cool that you could technically take bread.
Sharticle.
Yeah, sharticle.
I don't get to use that word so accurately very often.
Not very often. You don't get to use most words accurately.
I try to steer most subjects towards feces, but in this case, I didn't have to.
No, it steered itself.
Well, no, wait. Maybe I did nudge the wheel a little bit. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. No, I steered us here. I'm sorry. I blacked out. That was me. I'm sorry.
You do it a lot.
Just a bus driver. Like, I have narcolepsy and fits of rage, but I'm a Greyhound bus driver. So, we'll wake up in Nevada, y'all. Some of you have been punched in the face. I'm sure I'm responsible for that. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
You sound so country.
Who wants to gamble? Well, we're at a brothel first. Wow, it looks like I had some clear intentions here. Well, enjoy. It's life's a buffet, and so is a whorehouse.
Sorry, Lamar Odom is not here anymore. He still lives.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Sorry, guys.
I would have liked to meet him.
That would have been nice.
Nice.
So anyway, bread. it's exciting that you can eat bread that's like the seeds. Like, basically, she's making it as rustically as possible so that it's exact replica of what they would have been, our ancestors would have eaten. That's really freaking neat.
Yeah, well, those guys were really smart and lived a long time and made a lot of good decisions.
Exactly.
So yeah, let's be more like them.
No, not more like them. Just eat like them. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because they lived till their 30s and then died of gout or a paper cut
or a
tiger murdering their entire village.
Oh.
Okay. This sounds like a good life. That's what people never really mention when they're like, we used to just eat this way. It's like, yeah, we used to be in terrible health and die of a cold.
Well, I would prefer it without all the chemicals and GMOs and stuff.
Well, there's Mike's Killer Bread. That's been around for a while. It's just big old unprocessed grains sitting there looking at you. It's like eating popcorn when you're eating a sandwich. It's just like popcorn bread. It's just so grainy and like
I like that kind of stuff, though. I love but like super grains. Like when I was in West Seattle last month or
like
whenever I was.
Each grain is a jawbreaker rattling around in your mouth. Just got a whole bunch of mouthful of jawbreakers and ham.
Marbles. Well, like.
Marbles and ham, marbles and ham. I'm eating my marbles and ham.
What are you eating? But when I went to the Great Harvest Company in West Seattle, they have an amazing, spectacular array of gluten-free breads. And then they have this one that's like buckwheat. She's like, well, you should really try it. And she's like, I'll get you a slice. So she gets me a slice, and they have butter already out there for you. And I try it, and I took a bite, and I go, you're sure this is gluten-free, right? Like, I started to freak out. Like, I'm about to get sick. She's like, no, it's gluten-free. I don't know how they do it. The bread is that spectacular. I literally, in my suitcase, brought home 7 different loaves of bread. Because I was like...
An alarming number, like that would raise some flags. Like you take it across a state line. And if they happen to open up your bag, they're like, this is too much bread to have. What are you doing with this? This is, what kind of bread is this? It looks like a bag of corn.
Well, one of them, it's funny, the French bread loaf. Anthony went to go move some stuff around in the freezer and he's like, babe, that loaf weighs like 7 pounds. I'm like, I know, right?
Do you even lift, bro? Do you even loaf, bro?
And that's how they used to get fit. It's called bread fit. Yeah.
They got fit just literally by lifting sandwiches to their faces. Just the exertion required to finish a sandwich. You'd have to eat another sandwich.
Oh.
That's why there were so few sandwiches in the past.
Yeah, and a lot of fat Vikings.
Being eaten.
Yeah.
So few sandwiches, so many automatic sandwich delivery systems.
Yeah, sandwich. Jimmy John's systems.
Yeah, there was the Jimmy John's, like, now that's a relic of the past.
Yeah.
It used to be just warring tribes of cycling sandwich men.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwich eaters.
We need to make up, like, a Viking-sounding Jimmy John's.
Like, you know, a guy who's with a Viking accent?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But like,
what does a Viking sound like?
Yeah, what do they sound like? I just see, like, what they wear.
Nordic. Hey, go. This is more Scottish.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of like Scottish, Irish.
It's kind of closer. I can kind of do Scottish, and then I'm trying to...
it's
not working.
Oh, man.
It's not working, senor. Woo. I think I am...
It does sound like you're eating that marble bread.
I am Polish. I am Polish.
I am super Polish. Speaking of pools, have you gone swimming yet?
Are all dance... Are ballet dancers... Are Polish ballet dancers pole dancers?
They are now.
They are now. You whores.
No. Oh, Jason.
Oh, sorry. I went back 10 years ago before it was a fitness regimen.
No.
Oh, speaking of whores.
Oh.
I had an offensive thought. I had another offensive thought.
I was going to say, wait. There's a line of them.
This is the first. What is this here? Oh, my goodness. It's not like that.
What is this sitting here?
My thought process is a scared child walking up to yet another room that his parents have assured him is safe from any danger or monsters or creatures, and then only to discover that as soon as I open the door, some creepy monster comes out and just kicks me down the hallway. That's how I approach all of my thoughts.
See, I think all of your thoughts, I think all of your offensive ones are tumbling over each other to get out of your mouth. Just like,
well, no,
like,
well, they're tumbling over each other to get out of the room, and yeah, I'm just pensively approaching it. It's like, and then they just come and rough me up real quick, leave me with a bloody lip and nose, and go down to raid the fridge. And then I got to go back to mom and dad's room and be like, they did it again. Look, there's blood all over my face and pajamas. It's like, you did that to yourself.
You said it wouldn't happen.
This is like my thoughts abusing me and robbing me of any nutrients.
I like how you snuck in that it got on your pajamas.
My jammies, my jam jams. My unijams.
Do you even wear pajamas anymore?
My onesie jams.
Do you wear, you wear like PJ pants and like t-shirts, right?
No, most guys, basically you just take off the uncomfortable parts of your outfit and then go to sleep. I guess I was in my pajamas. Like any extra miniature hats, shoulder pads,
cod pieces. And you take off. God, that hit really home. That was really funny. Because it's so true. It's
tankinis,
like when dad gets home.
Jorts,
when dad gets home and he'll take off like his jeans because it's like got the belt and he takes all the stuff out of his pockets and like, and then he's like comfortable. It's like,
If I could develop USB chargeable rocket powered belt loops for my pants so that as soon as like there's a proximity sensor and as soon as I walk through my door they just fire off right into the ground, that would save me a lot of time. It would just go and that would just be off and just like driven into the floor.
Wow.
Hopefully the cats aren't nearby because a belt buckle could take one of them out.
Yeah, one of their eyes,
but
certainly.
Like, it's like Iron Man but the opposite and with pants coming off.
Pants.
instead of holding up my hands and my suit just flies on, I just hold my arms and kind of like spread eagle a little bit and then just all my clothes and accoutrements just fly off and then they don't replace themselves neatly anywhere. They just fly off onto the couch all haphazard.
Yeah, it still has to be your place.
Strategic. It's covert. I'm trying to appear as slovenly as possible. Are you buying into it?
Everyone is.
Oh, good. It's working. No, well, as I was saying, gays and I had an offensive thought. Gays and women dress the sluttiest of all. And that's not to say, I'm not trying to promote rape culture here, but I am saying that if you think about it, once again, I have never experienced the kiss of a cut-off denim shorts on my backside. One that is so cut off that it actually like gives you that wedgie that like women walk around like 40% of the time with a wedgie, and it's like on purpose. Like in the summer when it's hot and stuff, they'll just walk around with shorts that are just jammed all up in there. I have never, men do not. Like, that's a, like, do you have, what percentage of the time do you walk around with a wedgie? Okay, that's how gay you are, or how feminine you are. And gay guys have a certain amount of feminine in them, so that's why they're gay.
Femininity.
So the same way, like, butch lesbians are kind of, they got too much masculine in them. Gay guys have not too much. They have more. There's not.
There you go.
I'm making a judgment. They have more.
Let's be fair in the middle of this.
Gay guys have a lot of have extra woman in them, which is, yeah, that makes sense. and so they tend to dress smaller, tighter clothing that goes up more places. And I just wanted to point that out. I think that's a Mason Dixon line.
I don't know why did you have to add in the rape culture thing. I don't think there's anything to do with anything.
It's a slutty thing, because every time you say when women dress, like implying that women, that being a woman kind of empowers you with more of this like aggressive sort of putting your sexuality out there kind of vibe.
I can do what I want. Yeah,
I'm so kind of programmed by the word policing right now that I in bringing up that women tend to dress sluttier and it's sort of a female trait, I do believe some people will make that leap that is promoting rape culture. So that's why I bring it up, just cautiously. But no, I think that the whatever that frequency is of, you know, flirty sort of public display, it's primarily women, and I think gay men share some of that feminine energy, and that's why gay guys slut it up some too. And that slut is the word. It's, I don't know, that the conjugation of that word that makes sense. Provocation. There you go. Provocative. Hey, it took a while.
Hey.
So that was my thought about that. Okay. I have to use the restroom. Excuse me for just one moment.
Wait, are you actually leaving? We can just end this. Just end it now.
Oh, are we done? Uh-huh. What time is it?
We're almost at 40.
It's a little shy. A little shy. My bladder's not shy, but this episode is.
So, you don't want to clear up anything after that last statement?
What did I say? I
blacked out. I'm not even sure what you were trying to, like, get to.
I'm sorry, class. I drove us to the Grand Canyon. But hey, look, on the bright side, we were supposed to go to Washington, D.C., drove you to the Grand Canyon. Don't remember any of it, but we did not drive into the Grand Canyon. So, clap, yay! Okay, and we're going to what? D.C. or state? D.C.? All right, we're on our way.
Yay! That does sound like how you drive your mind. But hey, not too many people got hurt.
Only some of you asphyxiated. And I think that guy's still alive. He's passed out.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's fine.
It's like a wrestling move.
Yeah, exactly. just passing out with your face right next to a dude's scrotum sack.
Nice. So you did or didn't mean to offend people? I didn't understand.
I'm nice to offend people.
I get it. It's the opposite.
All right. Well, since I have to pee.
Okay.
And we're past 40.
Oh yeah, well past it. 26 seconds.
Oh great. Yeah, we're in gold time now. This is bonus.
Best.
This is that room in Mario with just coins.
Oh my gosh. Get coins. You're about to go to the bathroom and you said bonus, and for some reason my brain said banus.
Did you know that the balls ass taint, or the balls anus taint, the banus? No, the balls anus. And then the taint. That's the because there's junk, which I think is everything. Then there's the banus.
This is everything.
then there's the baint, and the antus.
Your seam that hold the, where you're sewn together.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, it's just there's a lot of specific medical terminology that's very can be very confusing.
Yeah.
And robust. Oh, how robust.
Oh how.
Ah, quite. Oh, we're into 41 now.
Oh,
wow, look,
no.
A whole other minute.
We can track every second for these folks.
It's good that we got so much to talk about. I think it's time to stop talking. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Yes.